Welcome to Thursday Thoughts. I'm Maddox.
I'm Zach.
And welcome to our show. Clearly, if you're here, you already know the name and you kind of already know what we are if you've read the description. So basically, you know, we're just two friends. We go to school together and just kind of had the idea of making a podcast and just kind of wanted to, you know, share our thoughts about the world and just kind of topics, you know, our ideas and opinions and all that kind of stuff. So I guess we can just hop right into it. You got anything you want to add, Zach?
Sounds like you got all the bases covered.
Okay, sounds good. So, to my knowledge, you had a competition today at Murray State for future problem solvers. And I was wondering how that went.
Oh, let me tell you, we absolutely killed the competition. it was brutal. We almost got kicked out twice. The teacher hated us.
Nice.
And I think we were about this close to being done.
So you don't know where you placed. You just
probably last.
Okay. Well, I like the confidence as to the positioning. But
we got second place last time, so it's really we just work up from that, you know.
Okay. There you go. That's what we're doing. Yeah, I agree. What's like a idea you might have had? Like, can you give me an example of one idea that you might have thrown out today?
So these impoverished African farmers. So we said that these impoverished African farmers should just go and negotiate with this big corporate company to give them their land back. Okay. Unfortunately, we didn't go with that solution because we didn't think it was possible or reasonable. So we went with our next best option, which was just growing more plants to pay off their debt incurred by these large corporations and also grow food.
It's extremely creative.
Thank you.
I might add. But yeah, I don't know how y'all come up with that kind of stuff. You and was it three other people?
Yeah, our last one was a sea animal dating simulator.
Yeah, that's just off the wall. I would never be able to think of something like that.
We got creativity points, really. It was.
Yeah, I'm sure you will get the creativity points for things like that. Yeah, definitely. How much time do you get in between? Like, how much time do you get to, like, prep after, like, getting, like, so-called prompt?
Well, really, they keep the paper turned upside down, so, you know, my job, I've got the paper both hands. My job, I'm flipping that as fast as possible. Sometimes, you know, if you can see through the paper, you know, you're trying to get a glimpse of it. But really, it doesn't matter. I never read the prompt. I just kind of guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in it for Culver's when we're
done. In it for Culver's. I like it. So that's like your trophy. If you don't go home with a trophy, you're going home with Culver's.
Yeah, we don't. We always go home with Culver's.
Always go home. Yeah. So it's like a consolation prize, you might say.
It's like a participation. But it's actually better than the trophy because you can't eat the trophy.
The trophy don't taste as good.
Exactly. You could have given those farmers a bunch of trophies. It would have solved their problem.
So the Culver's is going to taste better than the taste of victory.
Well, no, just tasted the metallic base of the trophy.
Well, it sounds like a interesting club, well, to say the least.
Speaking of clubs, I heard you're a big golfer. So yeah. can you give us a little insight into how that is?
You know, it being winter and everything, it's kind of slow. It's mostly just working out. Staying in shape, you know, just like inside doing kind of stuff, because obviously golf's an outside sport, so there's not a whole lot of stuff I can do outside with the weather. I mean, there's snow on the ground. There's really not much I can do outside, but
I mean, I'm sure your competition isn't trying right now either.
That's what most people would think, but there's actually a lot of stuff you can do inside, you know, like when you're preparing for like the upcoming season, like you can go hit on simulators, like all that kind of stuff where it's incredibly accurate. I don't know how they kind of get all that stuff down just to you hitting a ball 6 or 7 feet in front of you and it gets such accurate numbers and like it just kind of pinpoint exactly what you can do and it has like the minor like mistakes, like it calculates all that stuff and it's crazy how it calculates all that kind of stuff so accurately.
Well, last time I tried a simulator, I hit the wall behind it and I had to go patch it. So I've stayed away from the simulators ever since.
I gotcha. You can take some lessons. and yeah. maybe you can attack it the next time.
Well, really, I just figure I should stay away from Mr. Warren because I've heard that he's a horrible golfer.
I don't know. I'm not going to bash anybody. You got your opinions. I got mine. I'm not.
You told me you thought he was the worst golfer you've ever seen.
I never said that.
No, I could have sworn you never said that. That's literally where you wrote it down right there.
I did not write that down.
Yes, you did. He's lying. I'm looking at it right now. I'd show you if this is on video.
Well, it's not. So
you just had to take my word.
No, don't take his word for it. One thing I will say about Zach in the how long have I probably known you for? In the year and a half, 2 years that I've known him, you can't trust anything he says.
Max is the best golfer I've ever seen.
Okay, you can believe that. But most of the stuff that he says, you cannot trust him. But for the sake of credibility, I'm going to say you should trust everything he says on this show.
I've never told a lie.
But there's one.
Well, that's I'm starting anew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I just figured I'd, you know, start slowly, kind of ease my way into it.
Turning over a new leaf, I see.
So what are we thinking about Matt McClung's dunks in the dunk contest?
My lord. He's on... It's an incredible run for the white boys in Black History Month.
You got to
I must
be,
say.
You're right. Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean. Come on yeah. now.
But Matt McClung, how tall is he?
He's 6 foot.
6 foot, which... That's incredible, some of the stuff he can do at 6 foot. Like,
I know.
I'm not saying it's impossible for someone to do that, and it's just completely out of the ordinary, because a lot of people have done that before, but it's crazy that, you know, he's not going against the greatest competition. But competition, nevertheless, these guys are in the NBA. They dunk yeah. a whole lot better than I do. So,
like, I know 6'1 guys who can't dunk.
Yeah, but we do know 6'1 guys who can't dunk, and they're white, just
and
like
on the basketball team. Well, not anymore, because they can't.
Yeah, not anymore, because he's not very good.
Yeah.
Or they. We're going to... Yeah. I'm going to make that a little bit more vague.
Yeah. Well, they know.
He but, knows.
But fortunately, he will be playing for us in the student versus basketball tournament.
Yes.
Which we're planning on going all the way.
Mm-hmm. If you are a betting person, I would definitely bet on us.
Hey, go Pandas.
Go Pandas, that's right. But yeah, Mac McClung... He's a specimen.
I mean, really. Look at that trophy he's just gotten handed. I mean, that thing's beautiful.
Golly, what is that?
It's glass.
Well, inside of it. Obviously, it's glass.
Oh, I don't know. It looks like some sort of... Well, I can't see. I'm my
yeah,
glasses.
That's true. You can't see.
They're over there, but I can't see them because they're clear.
But, yeah. Historical run for the white boys.
It is.
It really gives you some confidence.
It does, you know. I just realized there are things that I never thought were ventures that I could do. You know, I never thought, you know, you could be playing defense like Mr. Cooper. But there he is on his birthday.
That's right. Yeah, that is pretty insane that it was on his birthday too. But yeah, that game was honestly kind of boring.
Hey, I'm just rooting against the Chiefs. That's all I'm there for.
Me too. Me too.
What are we thinking about the Jimmy Butler trade to Golden State? You've seen the work he's been putting in. I think he might be the piece they needed.
I don't know. He's kind of on and off. Once he gets to the playoff, everyone knows that, like, he's just incredibly good. But I don't know. As of recently, he just don't look like he is the drive that he used to have.
Well, you know what they say. Every chef needs his butler.
Okay.
All right. So I really think... Once he's there, he just the opportunities he creates, being a driving threat and also being able to pull up from three.
Yeah,
I think it really just creates opportunity.
I think he's going to add a lot, but I don't know if they'll go all the way again. But you know, anything's possible.
Hey, the Lakers though—that's what—that's who I'm here for.
Yeah. Not even just the Jimmy Butler trade, but every trade, especially the Luka trade.
Yeah,
especially that one. That one.
Actually, I mean, but I thought his account was hacked.
Yeah, I didn't think it was real, but...
I still don't believe it's real.
No, I don't... It's insane, to say the least. But yeah, there's a lot of big trades, like De'Aaron Fox going to the Spurs.
I think that'll be nice to see him play with Wimby.
Yeah, that is going to be exciting. I don't know, it makes you think that some of the contenders that now are... I mean, I don't know if the Mavs are out of it. I think they're still in it, but I don't think they have as good of a chance now that they don't have Luka.
And AD's hurt, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes you think about some of the possibilities, but...
Also, what are you thinking about the upcoming UFC? Do you have any fights in particular that you're looking forward to?
Obviously, the main event. Yeah, but people look past the co-main with Justin Gaethje and Dan Hooker. I'm excited for that fight. Justin Gaethje rarely has a boring fight. Most of his fights are all exciting. So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be fun to watch that. I'm really hoping Pierre can still defend his title. This is his fourth title fight,
I still think. Have him in my mind winning it.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know. With his he's really just got, like, a whole skill set that he's got behind him. And, like, it's kind of weird that he kind of teaches, like, a lot of people publicly about kind of the stuff that he does and his, like, techniques, which that just shows that he's got a ton of confidence in his work.
Being able to see them online and practice against
them. Yes, exactly. You'd think with, like, all the stuff that he's, like, putting out there, like, he's bound to be beaten at some point, but he just keeps on rolling, and I mean, it don't look like he's slowing down.
Really, once I see Alex Pereira in the ring, I just automatically assume that he's winning, and if he doesn't, yeah. I just assume mm-hmm. that it was just.
Which is odd, because I don't even think he's the favorite for this fight. I think Magomed Ankalaev is the favorite.
Well, I would put in a hefty bet on Alex Pereira.
Yeah, definitely.
Put the house on it.
The whole house on it, I agree.
Might be uncomfortable.
If it's uncomfortable, you need to put more money on it.
Exactly.
We don't condone betting.
If it's a lock, there's no worry.
Okay.
Shoot, I see three locks. That's easy money. Just run them up. I just don't pick the bad bets.
Yeah, if you pick the good bets, then yeah, there's no need to worry. But yeah, we don't condone betting, so don't listen to us. No, yeah, we're family friendly around here.
That's right.
Let's see, what do we got? Movie, how about that? Whiplash, what's your opinion on Whiplash?
I think it's a great movie. I give it probably an 8 out of 10, though. No, it's not in my top, like, not my top 5, but I think it's got a good sequences all around. I'm a fan of it.
Really? Not in the top 5?
It's not in my top 5. I can't put it there. I can't move the movies that I already have there.
Okay, well, what are the movies you have there right now?
Okay. Number one, greatest movie of all time.
In order or not in order?
I'll go in order.
Okay.
But they're subject to change, but the top five is cemented. So we got number one, greatest movie of all time, Shutter Island. That's easy.
That's debatable, but I'll let you
keep going. Debatable at all. Have you even seen Shutter Island?
I mean, I've seen of it.
No, you can't see of it. You have to watch. You have to sit down. You have to be there for the whole movie.
It's okay. I'll give it a watch for our judge.
It's really right. good.
You what else you got?
All right, movie number two. I'm just saying, you know, I don't think you'd disagree. I think you'd be a fan of this one. Interstellar, second greatest movie
of all time. Yeah, that is a really good movie. I agree.
But I think...
So, I agree with that one. I agree. Two's a good spot for Interstellar.
I just can't put it above Shutter Island. I just like that movie too much.
Okay.
Number three, greatest movie of all time. Also, the third of its franchise, the third Star Wars movie.
Oh, Revenge of the Sith.
What a great movie.
That's probably my three. I'd put that at a three.
The fight sequence at the end, I mean, it's just really incredible. The prequels as a whole are just fantastic. Mm,
yeah.
Great movies, great acting. I wish they would have kept Qui-Gon alive for a little bit longer, but I know why he had to go. I like Liam Neeson as the actor.
Mm-hmm. To further the plot, you kind of had to get rid of him, but,
yeah,
you know. Not everybody wanted it. But it never changes, and that's the disappointing part of the
movie.
Every
time you get there and you think maybe something different happens. Never does.
Nope, never happens. Never. And that's a letdown. But nevertheless, a good movie. Solid number three.
Number four, we got Fight Club.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, yeah.
Solid movie. I like what they've done with the acting, and I like it, especially the second watch. The second watch is way better than the first, in my opinion.
Yeah. Movies like that, where they kind of have a twist. If you haven't watched it, I'm not going to spoil it.
No spoilers.
But movies like that, where they do have a twist like that, it's a whole nother experience. Like, it's like you're watching a different movie. Like, when you watch it the first time and you got that twist that just changes the whole perspective, and you watch it again, it's like completely different movie. Like, you're watching two separate ones.
The second time I watched Interstellar, you could have told me I was watching this. Not Interstellar, sorry. Shutter Island. You could have told me I was watching a whole other movie. I'd believe you.
Yeah.
It's really just
that. Which really, Shutter Island and Interstellar, both. Interstellar, I mean, it's another, like you're watching another movie. Because things kind of line up. And they make sense.
All right, moving on. Number five, to cap off my list, I got Inception. Great performance by Leonardo DiCaprio. Great movie. I like the depth of it. And I like the ending that they leave it on.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of confusing. It's a good movie. I'm not going to discredit it. I've watched it enough
times, though, that it kind of makes more sense every time.
Yeah, I'm sure that helps. Watching it a couple of different times is going to help with the understanding of the movie.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Solid top five. Solid top five, I'd say. All
right. Tell me what you would have had.
In my top five?
Pulling out the list.
Number one, I got Whiplash.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's just bland. I mean, that's not good. I didn't end the recording right now.
No, you can't say that. It may be not the best movie of all time, socially. Personally, it's number one.
Personally, you're wrong.
Okay.
You're just dumb.
I didn't discredit yours. You're discrediting mine.
Because mine are right.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure everybody can agree that Shutter Island is better than Whiplash.
That's just your opinion.
I mean,
some people might agree with you, some people might not agree.
Sometimes, if an opinion is true, they just call it a fact. That's what this is.
But you don't know that.
No, I do know that. You don't ask me if it's a fact.
No.
It's a fact. Like, I told you.
You can't have one source and call it a fact.
No, my source is me and the viewers. Or the listeners.
They're not talking to you yet.
Nope, they don't. They've already confirmed.
Did they?
They voted on our poll.
Okay, moving on. Number two, I got Hacksaw Ridge.
That's solid. That's solid.
All right, good. Number three, I also got Revenge of the Sith. I think we've.
I like the placement.
I think we've covered
it. I think it's not. It's not good enough to be number one, number two, but number three.
Number three is a really good spot for it. Number four, I got The Dark Knight.
I like that.
I mean, I just think it's a really good movie considering that the villain is almost a better actor than the hero. Like, Heath Ledger had one of the greatest performances I think we've ever seen from Joker and an actor in general.
I think I watched that movie more for Heath Ledger than I did for Batman.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to grasp when the antagonist is portrayed better than the protagonist, but I think it just makes the movie better. Like, when you have two very, very good actors kind of competing for that number one spot.
I think everybody already knows, like, the Batman story. Like, he's going to go out at night or whatever. Not everybody knows that as much about the Joker.
Yes.
And I think watching him and having such a good actor, normally I feel like the villains, they're just overshadowed so much by the hero's actor. Mm-hmm. The hero's where you're putting your star cast.
Yes, exactly.
They're your protagonist.
Yeah.
But, like, the two actors, they could swap out, and they're both just incredible actors.
Yes, absolutely, I agree. Number five, to cap it all off, I got The Social Network.
I've never seen that one, but I want to watch it.
It's a modern classic. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's a great movie. I've seen
bits and pieces of it through YouTube shorts, but I've not seen the whole thing.
Okay. I recommend you go watch it. Because it tells a great story, and just kind of the sequence of events, and how they kind of put everything into place in the movie. I think it's amazingly just put in place.
Really,
it's a great directed movie.
Where would you put the interview at?
The interview, like in just all time, or just like kind of comedies?
What would you put it in comedies?
In comedies, that's tough. I'd say top 10.
You really top 10?
I'd say top 10.
I think you're behind that. I think I could put it top 5.
I don't know. I think it's 6. Like, if I were to, I probably could think of 5. Like, I don't have any set up.
I don't know either.
But like, I think if you give me some time, I could probably think of 5 movies, 5 comedies, I think, that are better than The Interview.
I think just off the top of my head, I want to say it's a top 5 because I feel like it's closer to a top 5 than a top 10.
I agree. Yeah. It's higher end top 5, higher end top 10, lower end top 5. It's in there in the 4, 5, 6 range.
I think that's
if
think
you throw fair. It somewhere in there. So, that's a really good movie too. Great actors.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, it really, really makes the movie.
What about Tires?
Tires. That is an amazing show.
Hilarious.
I'm ready for season 2.
I mean, I'll be watching that the day it comes out.
I think it's this year. Come out this year.
I think that's what I saw.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited for it. Probably gonna watch it all in one day.
I don't know if I got the time for that.
I could probably figure it in. But, yeah. If you had to leave the audience with one movie that they should go watch, if they haven't watched it already, what would you recommend?
Shutter Island. I feel like the exposure it's got is not equivalent to how good the movie truly is. I think there's so many people that'll go throughout their whole life and they'll never watch the movie because I just don't think people know about it as much as they should.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's got a great cast: Mark Ruffalo and Leonardo DiCaprio. That's its main people.
Yeah, they're
all great actors.
Yeah, I agree. And
I just think it doesn't have the exposure it needs, especially for how good and the depth that the movie brings to the table.
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that.
What would you say?
Honestly, I would probably say The Social Network. Even though it's in my five and Whiplash is in my one, I would still say go watch The Social Network. Because it's great on a historical standpoint. It's like creation of Facebook. Like, I just think that it's an amazing story. Because you kind of think that Facebook being up there, like, you don't really hear a lot about it. Because it's kind of an older social media app.
It's just kind of been there.
Yes, you know? Exactly. You kind of just think it's
always using. You know?
Yes, yes.
You wouldn't catch me dead on Facebook.
But, like, how it's made, people don't really think about that. So I think The Social Network, going to watch that movie, is a great, it kind of some knowledge it gives you. And I think it's very well directed, like I said, with great actors. So, yeah, I'd leave them with that to go watch, if not already.
I think that's a good way to wrap it up.
Okay.
Well, this is where we're going to end it, guys. We'll see you guys back next Thursday.
Thanks for listening.
Yep, thank you, guys. And we'll come back. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit longer going next time. This is what we got. That's it.